Just a brief introduction to the show. This was the first live recording that my group did in radio. And I've edited out all the music and all the cat jingles because, well, I don't want to get sued for copyright, basically. It's very, very shaky, but I'm sure you can have a nice little laugh at it.
Okay, good afternoon, and you're with Faye.
And Jack, listening to The Fresh Show at 3 o'clock. We just want to say thanks to Sean, Kelsey, Katie and Sarah for an excellent show. I'm sure you'll tune in again next week to hear the same.
And, well, just first of all, I would like to start off with, there is a night on, it's called Bands for Life. It's with Manchester Roundhouse, 22nd of January. Tickets are £8, there was £11. And the first 50 get a gift free, and it's for charity.
Yeah, you can buy those tickets at www.bandsforlife.bigcartel.com, or you can contact bandsforlife@hotmail.com. And all the money goes to the charity Tickled Pink.
Okay, we're going to start off now with Diamond Eyes from the Deftones.
Okay, up next is The Flood by Take That.
Okay, that was The Flood by Take That, who some of you happy members of their fan club will be happy to know that Robbie and Gary have settled their arguments.
Yeah, for the 15-year-long lovers tiff was highly talked about, highly debated, but they're finally back together, which I'm sure we're all glad about.
Mm-hmm.
Up next is The Writer by Ellie Goulding. Well, that was I'm Not Alone by Calvin Harris. I actually went to a DJ set of his once in a nightclub in Carlisle.
Was it good?
The thing about that, I slept through the entire thing after paying, I think, 15 quid to get in. Slept through it.
Well, I saw him live at Creamfields, not last year, the year before, and It was absolutely brilliant. And when this song come on, I'm Not Alone, everyone would just, like, jump in. I never had my feet stood on so much in my life, yeah. It was, like, really good fun at Creamfields. And there was a guy dressed as a banana just, like, jumping around next to me.
Cool. I've never been to a festival. I think it's about time I went.
Oh, it's so good, but if it rains, you just get covered in mud, and I'm not really a fan of mud, so I wasn't the best when I was covered in it. Yeah, it is fun, though. You should go. I do recommend it. Depends. There's loads of different things like at Creamfields. They had like Dizzy Rascal, Swedish House Mafia, David Guetta. It was good like that.
Cool. Okay, the next song is Teenage Dream by Katy Perry, a girl who's been getting herself all over this radio station.
Literally.
Getting married to Russell Brand in a week long mega wedding they're having?
Something crazy like
that. Heard. Anyway.
Okay, we were just discussing being at festivals and dressing up and...
Yeah, I heard a big one for dressing up is Soulfest, which my family went to. My gran and my cousins all went to it and didn't invite me this year.
They left you behind?
They did. I was very upset, but they all went and dressed up. Yeah, so Halloween's coming up, obviously.
Yes, it is indeed. Have you got an outfit yet, Jack?
I think I'm going to be dressing as a cannibal rights campaigner.
Right, that's original, a bit different.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what I'm going to dress up as yet. I'm not really into Halloween. It's like when we were kids, it's a bit frightening, really. You know, when you go trick-or-treating. My granny used to take us, into a wood, and my mum and my auntie, because there used to be five of us, would, basically run on ahead and, jump out and scare you, you know, see 6 years old dressed in a plastic bin bag as a cloak for a witch.
I remember being terrified trick-or-treating. Me and my friend Simon used to go out every Halloween, and just the two of us, and there was this dark area of Carlisle called Marlborough Drive, which is quite an ominous name anyway.
Sounds a bit haunted.
So pretty much there were these massive Victorian houses, and you'd knock on the door and you'd stand there terrified. And, well, half of the time no one actually came out, which is quite disappointing, but good
yeah,
fun.
It is scary. Well, yeah, that's what I think I'll do tonight when I go home, sort my Halloween mask out.
And what are your plans for Halloween? Where are you off to?
I might go to the SU bar yet.
Yeah, we should be advertising the SU bar, shouldn't we?
Yeah, really, should. but oh well. So any of yous have got your nice fancy dress outfits, you know,
send us an email.
Yeah.
thecat1251@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Okay, that was Jamelia and Superstar. I absolutely love this, that song. I absolutely love it. And I was like a kid, I used to sing my little heart out with my hairspray in my hand.
I think I remember that song coming out as well. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was like a dead... a lot of young people liked it. I loved it, mate. I used to think I was like... I did think I was Jamelia at one point, like dancing in the mirror.
Where is Jamelia now?
Oh, I don't know, you
have
know.
You heard from her recently?
I think she is trying to send out more music, but I'm not really sure.
No. Maybe we should look into that.
Okay, that was Kanye West, Keep Your Love Locked Down. I must say, though, I'm not the best fan of Kanye West. I think he's quite rude, to be honest, of what I read in the papers.
Mm, very, very rude.
Especially what he did to Taylor Swift at the... was it the MTV Awards?
Yeah, I think so. The MTV Music Awards, that was the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He took a reward off for saying she didn't deserve it, saying Beyonce deserved it. Yeah. He was in Manchester a couple of months ago and he was going to the dentist and people were saying like he was really rude. People were asking him for his autograph and he was like, go away.
So, these people, when they get famous, they just lose it, don't they? But then again, why was he in Manchester to get his teeth done and not in America?
I think he might have had toothache or something. That's what I think. That's my story, what I'm going with.
Now, another controversial figure at the moment is, of course, Lady Gaga.
Oh, my God. Her outfits are horrendous. She's... sometimes I think she does it there to stand out.
Mm. I saw one where she's got a telephone in her hair.
Oh,
that was interesting.
Yeah.
There was another one where she had big wings like a bat.
Yeah. Well, each to their own, each to their own.
Make a good Halloween costume, I guess.
Yeah, she actually would, though. I'd love to see her outfit on Halloween, I'm telling you.
All right, well, this is Alejandro by Lady Gaga. The Cat. Okay, that was Addicted to You by The Count and Sindon. That was a very 90s-style song, wasn't it?
It was indeed.
Lucky us.
Well, last night I went to the pictures and I watched Easy A. Have you heard
Easy
of it
A.
advertised? It's a bit like a teen movie.
Okay.
But, like, the funny... It was good, I will give it that, the film. But, like, when I walked into the cinemas, there was actually, believe it or not... There was like eight owls just randomly there. And I was like, oh, my God, look at them owls, to my friend. And they were promoting, do you know, the film Legend of the Guardian? The owls.
The animated thing.
Yeah, the owl film.
Yeah, I think I've seen the trailer for it.
Yeah, and there was just like loads of owls and all you could hear was like, whoo, whoo. I was like...
I actually went to the pictures yesterday as well.
Oh, did you? What did you see?
Not the same cinema, though, so I missed out on the owls, unfortunately.
Missed out on
I went to see
owls.
The Social Network.
Which is it good? Because everyone I know said it is.
It's very, very good. It's like a docudrama sort of thing. And it just tells the story of Mark Zuckerberg, the guy that created Facebook.
Oh, is it a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story.
Oh, I didn't know it was a true story.
He's not a very nice guy.
Is he not?
No. Bit heartless, really.
I'm not a fan of Facebook. I have it, but I'm not.
Everyone has it. You can't not have it.
So... Yep, we're going to play you now the Fatboy Slim song called...
Praise You. Yep. Okay, that was Praise You by Fatboy Slim, and we're actually going to have to call it a day there. But it's been fun, hasn't it?
Yes, it has,
our first
indeed.
Show. Now, don't forget about the Manchester Roadhouse on the 22nd of January. I know it seems like a long time away, but you really need to get your tickets now if you're going to go. It's for charity, it's for Tickled Pink, the live bands... it's from 5:30 till 9. The tickets are £8 and the first 50 get a free gift. You can buy them if you email bandsforlife@hotmail.com.
And if you haven't yet got your plans for Halloween, get yourself down to the SU bar because there's a chance that you can win £100 for the best dress.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Tell me you're human. You're human. Podcasting show. Please tell me.
That's amazing.